Officials with the Office of Management and Enterprise Services said the agency is behind on payments to its vendors and owes $7 million on invoices that are 60 days late. If lawmakers don't free up the cash, the agency said other state services could suffer. OMES, which is the state agency that provides information technology services for other agencies, told lawmakers this week it needs a total of $16 million to pay its bills. What's at stake if OMES doesn't get the money? And what do lawmakers think of this request? I'm Ben Felder, and this is Oklahoman Unfolded. Today is Thursday, March 21st. Dale Denwalt covers technology for The Oklahoman and wrote in today's paper about the funding request. And first off, Dale, what exactly does OMES do?
They do almost everything for state government when it comes to personnel, like human resources, IT services, as we mentioned in this article. Also, purchasing. Whenever an agency has to buy something that's over a certain amount, they have to go through OMES. Really, a vast number of services that at one time were divided up into smaller agencies or into departments within other state agencies themselves has not consolidated about 8 years ago into OMES.
And this has kind of become a service as journalists who cover state government, we're pretty familiar with, because they're often the agency you go to with a lot of records requests when you're looking for a list of vendors or invoices and payments and those kind of things.
Right.
So how did the agency get to the point where it needed to ask for $16 million?
We're not quite sure yet, but I have heard speculation and maybe a bit of an explanation from a representative who sits on the committee that heard this request, that the department has, that OMES has not raised its service fees since 2016. And that was about the time the state encountered a massive budget situation. And the thinking is that OMES did not want to raise rates on agencies that were having their budgets slashed every year. And even though that OMES was not getting more in revenue from these services they were providing other agencies, they still had to shell out money to private vendors that they were using for other services.
And so these other state agencies are essentially the customers of OMES.
That's right. A lot of the revenue coming into OMES comes from state agencies that are appropriated by the legislature.
And so OMES, kind of feeling the pain of this budget crunch, maybe, you know, wants to take it easy on its customers, also its brethren, other state agencies that it knows that are kind of in a tough situation.
That's right. It could be a ripple effect now. OMES, at the beginning of the budget year, asked for $23 million in supplemental appropriations. When I talked to the budget chair, the Senate budget chair, he said that he didn't really see any evidence or anything laid out that would urge him to draft up a bill for that $23 million. And it really all came to a head last week when lawmakers were sent a letter detailing these financial issues. And then on Tuesday of this week, when they actually met with legislators about the problem.
So what has been the response from lawmakers so far?
Well, no one wants to see OMES shut down or have any significant disruption in services because they can't pay their bills. The Senate budget chair that I talked about, Roger Thompson, he said that there has been identified something like $5 to $7 million in funds that are in other accounts that can be accessed by OMES that can handle the most immediate needs. But as for the remaining $9 million or so, he simply told me, I want to do more research into their finances.
And I think a lot of people are going to think, you know, maybe the casual news observer is going to remember last year when the health department said it needed, you know, this immediate inflection of cash, $30 million, a different situation. That was them claiming that the money was missing. In this case, OMES is just saying, listen, we just can't pay our bills because we're not getting enough money to do so.
That's right. And I think a lot of the lawmakers who were there then with the with the previous financial scandal is what that was, they remember what it was like. And, you know, offering up that $30 million to help out the agency in need, when it turns out they probably didn't have to do that at all, and it was really founded on poorly run agency. There's probably a lot of apprehension when it comes to an agency coming forward and saying, we have this massive budget hole that we need filled right away. I mean, if I were to come to you, Ben, and tell you I need $16 million in the next couple of weeks, you know, how would you react?
I would. I'd write you a check, Dale, because I'm that kind of friend. I'm that kind of friend. But point taken for your normal person who wouldn't be able to offer them that much money.
That's right.
But, you know, a different situation from the health department, but still a kind of fool me once kind of mentality maybe from the legislature that's still maybe smarting over last year's decision.
Right. And I think there is probably going to be some hearings, at least one probably, where they ask a lot of hard questions of OMES, asking them how they got into this situation. And even then, I don't know if it's a guarantee that they get all the money they say they need.
Yeah. OMES asking for $16 million. Lawmakers so far are saying, hey, we're going to need to see more information before we move forward. Dale, thanks so much.
Yep.
Also making news in the Oklahoman. Speaking to leaders of the Oklahoma National Guard, U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe said Wednesday that the nation was still demanding too much from Guard units, but that the situation was getting better. Also, a state prison employee is under investigation for allegedly sneaking drugs into inmates in a prison facility. And state troopers have proposed a bill to help protect law enforcement officers from prosecution if a person dies in a felony vehicular pursuit. That does it for today's episode of Oklahoman Unfolded. I'm Ben Felder. See you tomorrow.